Okay, so this mindfulness of thoughts and feelings. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable in the chair. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your arms, for your legs. And so allowing yourself to sit straight up with your feet on the floor, your hands on your lap, resting comfortably, finding a comfy position, allowing your eyes to close gently. So this exercise can be challenging, especially the first time. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. And you'll be able to do it after a number of practices without even listening to the recording. So this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise around distressing thoughts and feelings. With time, you'll discover with this exercise and others how bad internal experiences seem intense in the moment, but they never last and they can't do us any harm. So to keep in mind, this exercise is not about immediately making you feel better, different, relaxed, or calm. This may happen, however, but the idea is not to force a change. The idea instead is to bring about some compassion and awareness, kind awareness, to all and any sensation that shows up in your body, all and any thoughts and all and any feelings that come up. And it's a way to stay with these thoughts and feelings without trying to push them away, shaming yourself, blaming yourself, becoming frustrated, overwhelmed, or immediately believing thoughts and feelings. Instead, showing yourself some loving kindness in the moment when you're distressed and taking a stand of curiosity to discover what these thoughts and feelings are all about. This is a concrete way of learning that emotions are not the enemy. Distressing thoughts are not the enemy. So remember that this practice of mindful acceptance comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so that you can apply it in your life anywhere, anytime. And there's no right or wrong way to practice it. The important thing is just to simply commit to practicing this exercise and becoming a better observer of thoughts, feelings, urges, sensations in your body. It's usually best to practice it in a quiet space where you won't be disturbed. So at first it's easier to practice it listening to this recording, but remembering as you go along, you'll be able to do it without the recording. So taking a few moments now to just get in touch with your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let the movement of the breath, the sensation of the breath in your body, become all your focus. Let the breath take up your entire awareness, bringing your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair, the floor. And slowly bring your attention as well to the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. Bring your awareness as well to the sensations in your belly as you breathe in and out. Notice the contact between your back and the chair, your legs in the chair, your hands and your thighs. Notice the rhythm of your breath in your body, focusing on each inhalation and each exhalation. Notice the changing pattern in your belly as you breathe in and out. Just take a few moments to really feel the physical sensations in your body as you breathe in and out. There's no need to change your breath in any way. Just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as best you can, bring an attitude of generous allowing and gentle acceptance to your experience, allowing it to be whatever it is. Frustrating, uncomfortable, disquieting, whatever it may be, just allow it to be. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved, no particular end goal. Simply allow your experience to be your experience without needing it to be other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander away to the breath, away from the breath to other concerns, to thoughts, worries, sounds, sensations in your body, planning, dreaming, listing, or you may simply just drift along. That's what the mind does much of the time. And when you notice your mind has wandered, you can congratulate yourself. This awareness is you coming back to the moment, aware more of your experience, aware of the moment you're in right now, versus where your mind has wandered off to. Any acknowledgement of your mind wandering is success. You may want to acknowledge to yourself briefly where your mind wandered to. You can label it thinking, feeling, wondering, fantasizing, remembering, questioning, and then gently escort your attention back to the breath, coming in and out rhythmically. And bring a quality of kindness and compassion to your awareness. See the wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. It's quite natural for your mind to wander to thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, feelings. Just notice the thoughts and feelings, acknowledge their presence, and stay with them. There's no need to think anything else, to make them go away or resolve anything in this moment. Just allow them to be, giving yourself the space to allow it to be whatever it is, bringing a quality of kindness. And when you become aware of any sensations in your body, perhaps feelings of tension or tightness, just notice them, acknowledge their presence, and make space for them. Notice how much space the tension and tightness seems like it needs. Don't try to hold on to the sensations or make them go away. Just open your heart to them, noticing them. Make room for the discomfort, for the tension, frustration, overwhelm, anxiety. Allow it to be there. You may also watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes the sensations grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes they weaken. Breathing calmly in and out rhythmically from the sensations. Imagining your breath moving into that region in your body. Just remembering the purpose is not to feel better per se, but to just be accepting of what's happening in the moment. If you notice any discomfort in your body, you can just imagine your breath going there, to the place of discomfort, to stay with it no matter how difficult it seems. Looking at it, noticing it, what does it feel like? How would you describe it? What color would you assign it? Make room for the discomfort and allow it to be there. You may also notice, along with the physical sensations in your body, thoughts and thoughts about thoughts. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, right or wrong, good or bad, dangerous, getting worse, safe, overwhelmed, frustrating. Evaluations. We all evaluate. This is an apple, this is an orange, this is good or bad, this is right, it's wrong. Those are all evaluations. Instead, just notice the thoughts as they are without evaluating, thinking about the thinking. Physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, thoughts as thoughts, nothing more, nothing less. To help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts, between yourself and your feelings, between the sensations in your body and you, you can name the thoughts, feelings, and sensations as you notice them. For example, if you notice you're worrying, gently say to yourself, worry. There is worry. Just observe worry, not judge it, legitimize it, minimize it, dismiss it, criticize it. Just observe worry. If you find yourself judging, just call it judging. There's judging. Observe that with a quality of kindness and compassion. The same can be done with thoughts and feelings. Just name them. Planning, reminiscing, longing, whatever you experience. Wishing, wanting. Label the thoughts and emotions and move on. The thoughts and feelings come and go in your mind and your body. You are not what those thoughts are or those feelings say, no matter how persistent or intense they may be. Thoughts and feelings are just events. They're just neuronal activity, just neurochemical experiences. Make a space, a kind space, a gentle, loving space. Be present with whatever comes up without being fearful, critical, doubtful, overwhelmed. Immediately believing or validating, just notice and acknowledge the presence. And don't work on them. Just allow yourself to be present with them. And asking yourself, what can you do for yourself that is kind today? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And when you're ready, just gently shift your attention to a thought or a situation that has been difficult for you. It could be a troubling thought, worry, image, bodily sensation. Just gently direct and firmly shift your attention onto that discomfort, no matter how bad it seems. Notice the strong feelings that may arise in your body. Allow them to be there as they are, rather than what your mind tells you they are. Simply hold them in your awareness. Stay with your discomfort and breathe with it. See if you can gently open up and make space for it, accepting and allowing to be there, while bringing compassion and focused attention to the discomfort. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that. There's resistance. There's discomfort. There's shame. Acknowledge it, whatever it may be. Must this feeling, must this thought be your enemy? Or can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you own it and just let it be? Can you make room for the physical, emotional discomfort? for the tension, for the anxiety, the sadness, the overwhelm. What does it really feel like moment to moment to have it all? Is this something you must struggle with, or can you invite the discomfort in? Saying to yourself, let me have it, let me feel what there is to be felt, because it is my experience right now. And if the sensations or discomfort grow stronger, acknowledge that. Stronger. Stay with them, breathing with them, accepting them. If this discomfort is something you must resist or repel, is it possible to open up a space for the discomfort in your heart? Is there room inside to feel that with compassion, kindness towards yourself for your experience? Make space for it and allow it to be there, whatever the feeling is. And as you open up and embrace your experience, you may notice thoughts coming along with physical sensations, and you may see thoughts about your thoughts. And when this happens, invite them too. Soften and open up to them, become aware of them. You may notice your mind coming up with the judgmental labels as dangerous, getting worse. If this happens, you can simply thank your mind for the label and return to the present experience as it is. Not as your mind says it is. Noticing thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, nothing more, nothing less. Stay with the discomfort as long as it pulls your attention. Let it take up as much room as it needs. And when you sense the discomfort is no longer pulling you for your attention, you can let it go. What I'd like you to do as well is picture a beautiful room. And on the other side of the room is an image of the ideal you. Whatever that may be, and this ideal you is a part of you, it's with you now. This ideal you is the part of you perhaps that's able to stand up for herself more loudly, more firmly. This ideal you may be a part of you that just simply engages in more self-care, kinder to yourself, more forgiving, less susceptible to guilt, less susceptible to shame, to blame. This ideal you may be more confident, more self-assured, able to trust her intuition. This ideal you may be more caring and loving towards yourself. Whatever it is, bring to mind the image of the ideal you. And this ideal you may be with you in different places in your life already today. Glimpses of it, moments where it really shines. This part of you may be growing stronger and stronger. It may have been stronger, in fact, 2 years ago. Or stronger now than a year ago. Just bring to mind this image of the ideal you. What she thinks, what she feels, how she sees herself, how she takes care of herself. If you met this ideal you on the street and sat down for tea, what would the conversation be like? Would you feel inspired, enthused, enamored, repelled, impressed, repulsed, frustrated? How would you feel? Would you stay long? Or would you make it brief? Would you enjoy the company? So in this ideal room, this designed exactly as you would choose, this image of you is on the other side of the room, and you're at the doorway. In between you and the ideal you may be things in the way. You may need to build a path, or there may be barriers between you and the ideal you. Just take a moment to imagine what's on the path, what's in the way. Could be anything. And also bring to mind some tool that you're going to need to help you clear the path or to build the path to the ideal you. And this could be friends, this could be a shovel, this could be self-compassion and kindness, this could be self-acceptance, patience. What are the tools or tool that you need to clear the path between you and the ideal you? And then just imagine yourself clearing the path. What do you need to help you clear the path? What do you need to know? What do you need to hear yourself say? What do you need to do to clear the path once you have your tool? So feel yourself, see yourself slowly clearing the path. See what you need along the way to continue on this journey, doing this hard work. Feel yourself, see yourself getting closer, closer, closer. Perhaps you need help clearing the path, building the path. Bring in whatever you need until you can get on the other side, and when you do, just imagine yourself today fusing with the ideal you. The two become one, and you can feel those qualities that the ideal you possess, whatever they may be. A sense of self-acceptance, confidence, a sense of firmness, resolute. Sense of unwavering self-belief. Compassion to the sufferings of others, but compassion to yourself. Taking care of yourself. Asserting yourself, whatever qualities they may be. Feel the fusion in your body. The oneness. Build strength. You can feel the change in your posture. Feel yourself grow taller in your stature. Your spine lengthens as you stand erect. Your shoulders pull back. Your chin is level to the floor. You can feel the firmness, the confidence, sense of resolution, the calm within. Take a moment to notice what feels different. What you've gained from this exercise. Reflect upon how it was helpful for you today, just in your mind's eye. Take a moment to make an intention to bring the sense of gentle allowing and self-acceptance into the present moment with you for the rest of your day. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. Mindful acceptance is a skill that grows stronger over time with practice. It has many possible results, not just one. So be kind with yourself as you practice, and it'll grow stronger. It may be helpful to track your experience each and every time you practice this exercise. Making a short note in your phone, in your journal, and just making a commitment to yourself. Whenever you find you're judging you, impatience with yourself, blaming, shaming yourself, you'll make a commitment to notice, to sit with it, to allow it to be. See how much room it takes up. See what you need. See how it feels in your body, what the thoughts are going in your mind. Just allow it to be. And when the tug has lessened, just let it pass you by. Let the judgment, the shame, the blame pass you by. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.